All right. How many of you tonight are glad that you're saved? Amen. Tell you what I'm about to speak about tonight makes me glad I'm saved. The sermon I have for tonight that God laid on my heart is, who cares if sinners go to hell? Let's start off with a word of prayer. Dear Father, I just want to thank you for how great you are for us, and how merciful you are, Father, and how you tend to just be there and forgive us of our sins, and how you've saved us from a terrible place called hell. Pray that now you just help me to share this with these people, and what you've laid upon my heart. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So my question as I sat and thought about this, it says, is there a literal hell? I have people ask me this all the time. Yes, there is. It doesn't matter what people believe. All that matters is what the Bible says. The Bible is right 100% of the time. Just because they don't believe there's a hell doesn't mean there isn't a hell. Please turn to Matthew 25, verse 41. Talk about the terribleness of hell. And those that are going to go there are going to go there for rejecting the greatest gift ever. It says, then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. God created hell, but he created it for the devil and his angels. Hell is a terrible place. If you study it out, just how terrible it is, it says, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Mark 9, verses 43 to 48. I just want you to notice how many times it mentions that word, these words. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. Where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life, than having 2 feet to be cast into hell, and into the fire that never shall be quenched. Where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye, than having 2 eyes to be cast into hell fire, where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. It's a place where the fire is never going to be quenched. These people are going to suffer there for eternity. Matthew 25, verse 30 describes it as outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. It is a place of torment. These people are going to pay for a lifetime, for an eternity, for not accepting Christ. King David in Psalms calls it the sorrows of hell. It says in Psalms 116, verse 3, the sorrows of death compassed me about, the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Revelation 20, verse 10 says, and the devil that deceived them was cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Their bodies and souls are going to suffer for eternity. God warns us and says, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both body and soul in hell, both soul and body in hell. There is nothing more terrible than hell, and yes, it is real. Will men, women, and boys and girls be going there? Absolutely. For eternity. Anybody who rejects Christ for what he's done for them on the cross will spend eternity in hell. Revelation 20:15 says, and whosoever is not found in the book of life, in the book of life, was cast in the lake of fire. This is God's judgment on anyone who doesn't accept the gift of life that he offers. Please turn to Revelation 20. I'm going to read verses 11 through 15. It says, "And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast in the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire." Psalms 9, verse 17, it says, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God." Folks, we're going to spend eternity in one of two places, heaven or hell. But may I say tonight that God the Father cares if a sinner goes to hell. Romans 5, verse 8 says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, and while we are sinners, Christ died for us." Ever since the sinning of Adam and Eve, God the Father was looking for a perfect sacrifice to offer for the sins of mankind. We all know John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." God the Father cares if people go to hell. He loved us so much he sent his only begotten Son. An ultimate sacrifice. Please turn to John 3. We're going to read verses 15 through 21 and verse 36. It says that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have eternal life. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved." It says, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." God doesn't want his wrath to abide on us. He sent his Son to die for us. Cross cries out that the Father cares. Bethlehem cries out, the Father cares. The empty tomb cries out, the Father cares. The empty tomb wasn't. So the stone didn't roll away from the tomb so that he could come out. The stone rolled away from the tomb so that we could see that he wasn't there. It was opened up so that those seeing it might believe. Matthew 28, verses 1 through 9. "And in the end of the Sabbath, as it began at dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene, the other Mary, to see the sepulchre. Behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said, Come see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly, tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, if he goeth before you into Galilee, there shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word." It didn't roll away so that he could get out. It rolled away so that they could see that he was risen. The Father cares that people go to hell. God the Son cares. Jesus Christ cares if people go to hell. Luke 19:10 says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." He healed many people in his walk on earth. He forgave the sins of many people while he's here on earth. He cared. He prayed earnestly in the garden that the cup might pass from him, but then surrendered to the Father's will. Luke 22, verse 40 to 46. When he was at the place, he said unto them, Pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them, about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me, nevertheless not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow, and said unto them, Why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. Jesus Christ cared enough that he went to the cross in great agony. Our sins were placed upon him so that we wouldn't have to go to hell. God the Son cares. He suffered on a cruel cross. He shed his blood for our sins. He was mocked, wounded, beaten, had a crown of thorns placed upon his head, forsaken by his own Father for my sins, for the sins of each and every person all here in the world. Mark 15:34, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Even the last thing that he did before he died was to save a thief on the cross. One thief mocked him. Another thief asked God to forgive him, and God forgave him and saved his soul. Jesus cared. He gave his all so that we might have eternal life. He paid the ultimate sacrifice. God the Holy Spirit cares. John 16, verses 7 through 11. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, that it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. The Holy Spirit cares. He came to convict us. He convicts sinners of sin every day. He convicts the lost of sin. If he didn't care, why convict us? He cares if the lost go to hell. There's a sin that's on to death, and that's the sin of not accepting the gift of God. The sin of neglecting salvation will end us in hell. The Holy Spirit convicts each and every person on the face of the earth. The Holy Spirit cares who goes to hell. The angels in heaven care who goes to hell, cares if sinners go to hell. Every time a person is born again, they rejoice. Luke 15, verses 7 and 10. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. The angels care who goes to hell. They care that sinners go. They rejoice over sinners being saved. Lastly, might I say, those who we haven't told about Christ that are in hell now, whether it's our neighbors, our friends, they care if their loved ones go to hell. Luke 16, verse 27 to 31. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. And we have the rich man, he's in hell, and Lazarus and Abraham's bosom, and he's talking here. It says, For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Those in hell care about their friends, their relatives, coming there to the place of torment. They know their thirst is never going to be quenched. They know they can see heaven, but they're never going to enjoy the joy that we're going to have there. So my question tonight is, if all these care, what about us? God has given us a great privilege of salvation. How many people are we telling? How's our lives? Are we living them right so that people see Christ in us? Are we willing to spend time on our knees in tears over the lost people that are going to hell? Pleading with God for their souls and then willing to get off of our knees and take the gospel to them? Do we care that we have relatives and family and friends and co-workers that are going to hell? Like I said, we're either going to spend eternity in hell or we're going to spend eternity in heaven. Are we willing to reach them? God commands us to. Are we going to obey it? Are we willing to obey God's command? What if you're the only person that God has that's going to reach this person for Christ? What if you're the only one? What if that's the person God has that you're to reach? Are you going to tell them? I can honestly say, I wish I told more. I wish I told more. So God the Father cares. God the Son cares. God the Holy Spirit cares. The angels care. And the lost in hell care. But my question is, do we care? Right?